two-thirds of the way, almost two-thirds of the way into Marcus Peters' rookie year. What area of growth have you seen the most from him?
I think technique. You know, he's been a steady climber in that area, and you know, I think to be able to maintain and keep elevating in that area as the season goes on is a real challenge, because you know your practices get more condensed and you have less time in those individual areas. So, but I think Marcus has done a real good job of that. Done a great job of taking coaching from Al and Emmett about, hey, these are the things you need to work on. And then I think, and he's always kind of had this, I think he's done a really good job of understanding the opponent, you know, the formations, the splits, and that thing. He's got a really good IQ, football IQ in that regards, and that's natural for him. He looks at things and sees things. So he's done a really, really good job, and, you know, if he keeps going, he's going to be a really good player here.
Just a couple of times this season he's gotten animated around officials. Mm-hmm. Have you felt the need at any point to just go with him and maybe calm him down a little bit?
I just always tell him, you know, hey, you know, you want to be the guy in control, you know, and you want to make sure that you're doing the things you want to do, and don't let, whether it's an opponent, an official, whatever, affect how you play. Now, he's a highly competitive guy, you know, and I got some, you know, sometimes penalty was a pretty good call there, though. You know, I mean, I know you don't want to believe it, but it might have been. So, but he gets it, you know, and you know, as long as it doesn't affect how he plays, you know, then I'm not too worried about it. If it affects you, like the next play, I'm still into that last play, and I'm waiting to talk to the official again, or I'm still, then it's hurting you. That's what I tell him. I say you can't let that happen. The receiver, or you know, anybody you're playing against tries to do the same things to you, and you just can't. And no matter how competitive you are, you got to remember, hey, the competition is for you to do your job as well as you possibly can. That's the real competition.
What are your expectations for D Ford if he has to play for you on Sunday?
I expect, you know, to me, like the people that go out on that field, that's the starting team, and so you have expectation for starting players, and you know he needs to perform at that level, and that'd be true for D Ford, Josh Mauga last year, whoever it is. You can't lower your expectations because they don't give us any of those reduced things in the NFL. You got to perform, you know. So you're the starting player. The team on the field is the team, and so I think, you know, our expectation is, hey, you know, he's going to play well. And we're expecting him to be productive there.
Coach, what was your reaction to Eric Berry being nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year?
Well, I mean, it's awesome. You know, I mean, you know, obviously, for all the right reasons, all the things he's done off the field, you know, over his career, that's number one. And then number two, I think, added for everybody, you know, you really appreciate what he's gone through and how he's dealt with it, how he's met the challenge, and you know, I think it's whether he gets the award or not, I think the Eric Berry story is a great story. You know, it shows what passion is and drive and determination, and as he'd tell you, you know, the value of support from all his family and friends, and that, and it's all the things you'd really like to see. You know, to me, it's exciting. It's a great story.